Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. And I'm very excited about Kathy Perry being back on the show, too. Kathy is a social media marketing specialist. She's an expert in this area. She helps companies like yours and mine put our best foot forward in the marketplace, and she is also the co-author of Stepping Stones to Success. And she's here to give us some really good advice on how to put our best foot forward in the marketplace. Kathy Perry, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
I heard you. Yeah, I'm happy to be back. And I heard you a minute ago talking about how it's just communicating the same way we always have. It's just now we're doing it on the internet with some tools. And
yeah.
I like to think about it as like going to a backyard barbecue, make some new friends.
Yeah, exactly. And but yeah, it does it trouble you that some people act like, you know, that it's a whole new world and then they've almost let it take over their life?
Oh yeah.
We're talking social media, folks. The concept, the craze. It's not a fad. I've told you before, it's not a fad. It's not going away, but it is a craze.
Nope.
I don't have a problem with social media. I'm a little troubled by the craze part of it. What do you think?
Well, I think that people have to just learn how to schedule their time and manage it just like they manage any part of their business,
mm-hmm.
any part of their marketing that they're going to do for the business.
It's not unlike when websites, you know, we've only had websites, commercially available website since 1995, Kathy, as you know, and so for a few years there, I mean, I can remember when a publicly traded company announced that they were going to launch their very first website, and their stock would double overnight. Now a new website is like, so what? Change your stocks while you're at it, you know, and
actually, it's surprising still how many businesses don't have a web presence.
Well, that is scary. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, especially
and,
small businesses.
You know, one of the things, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
One of the things that we also have to remember is that, you know, we're using more digital media online, so the videos and the pictures as well.
Right. Right. Well, talk to us about that. What do you, you know, some people are really doing a good job of adding the multimedia aspect to their you know, their connection, and as you know, Kathy, I prefer the term building customer communities rather than social media. So as we think about building these customer communities, just in this case, just happen to be doing it online. Talk to us about adding multimedia to our work.
Well, yesterday I was at an event, and I've got my cell phone now, which does everything. I do have an Android, and it takes pictures and videos. So I took pictures of the event. And
Kathy, it's no longer just it's no longer your cell phone; it's your mobile handheld.
Oh, I know.
It's actually your world, isn't it?
I can't use it all the functions, but it does more things than I can figure out.
Mine is smarter than me too. But anyways, talk to us about the multimedia videos, photos, etc.
Well, what you do by adding them into your social media, into your blog and into your post is it lets your customers see your personality, lets them see who you are as a person. And I have pictures from my birthday party on my blog.
Right.
I have pictures from Christmas. And, you know, it gives people a different aspect of you than just straight business. But I intersperse them with, you know, my audio files, my posts about social media and everything. So it's a dialogue with them to get to know me as a person.
Well, you know, whenever, as you know, Kathy, and I may never have said this to my audience, but whenever a guest is on our show, within a couple hours of being on our show, we send them a computer code that allows them to embed our interview, all of the segments of our interview, on wherever they want to put it, on the website, on their blog, or whatever. And that's what a lot of our Brain Trust members will do, is that will be their blog for the day. They'll, you know, hey, I was on Jim's show, and here's what we wrote up. And so that's a way of adding multimedia. It could be a lot of different things, I guess, is what I'm getting. It could be a little sound bite, a little audio clip. It could be a video. Mm-hmm. It could be a photograph. It could be a link to somebody else's a reference website or something like that, or an article.
And I do the same thing. I add mine, so you'll see. You know, they can listen to my interview with you, then they can see my Christmas pictures, you know, the next post.
Darn, I've missed those Christmas pictures. I'll have to go check that out, Kathy.
You have to look at that. Yeah, it has me standing with the Grinch at
okay.
Universal Studios.
Well, and I'll be able to tell which one is which, right?
I think so. Well, the other thing about multimedia is Google ranks pictures and videos higher than just plain text. So it does help with the business's search engine optimization. So we always like to do things to help Google find us better.
Right. Absolutely.
And so, you know, the other thing that is important is joining groups within a social network that's relevant to their niche or their
target
market.
Yeah, talk to us about the group thing, because that may be a little confusing for some people. I mean, how selective should you be about the groups you join? I mean, it can get out of hand, can it?
Well, everything can get out of hand. It's like how many networking groups or how many groups can you join, you know, offline? You can
right.
do the same thing online. You do want to be very specific and manage it well so that you choose that group that might be a center of influence or be able to assist you in connecting mm-hmm. to your customer group. So it's able, and then when you're in a smaller group, you can dialogue with them. You can talk to them in a way you can't just blasting out, you know, a message to everyone.
So the idea is not to join a bunch of groups, but to join strategic groups.
Absolutely.
Groups that
and
where you can contribute to them, they can contribute to you.
Yeah, and then you can look like you're a valued resource
right.
within that smaller community.
Right. Yeah.
And
when one group you may be the pupil, and the next group you may be the teacher.
Absolutely.
Hold on to that thought, Kathy. We've got to take a quick break. Kathy Perry is our guest. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.